gave us wanted to come along with us, so we had said we'd leave at 9 o'clock, because by the time you get up there, the stores open at 9, and they close at 1 or 2, depending upon the store, and they don't open again until around 4 or 5. So it shoots your whole afternoon, you know. And Miss Davis had a 5 o'clock appointment, and neither one of us wanted to be gone all day. Well, on Friday, there was a rumor that there was going to, well, it wasn't a rumor. Someone came back from Chow and told us that there were anti-American demonstrations in Sevilla and that Americans were cautioned not to go. Well, you know, I don't, I believe none of what I hear and only half of what I see over here, so I decided, well, I'm not just going to take it on their say-so that you can't go to Sevilla, because frankly, I couldn't, in my wildest dreams, imagine the Guardia Civil, you know, the police that I talk about so much, ever permitting any crowd to assemble. They just don't, except for religious processions. And they do have unions over here, but the likelihood of a strike is so, well, it's so unlikely that it just about never happens. In fact, Time magazine had about a strike in Jerez last year, and last spring, and I didn't even know about it, and here, how close can you be? So I called the security officer on the base, and he said that there apparently had been a student demonstration up in Sevilla. Maybe about Panama, I don't know. They didn't know. But that some people from our own Air Force base were involved. That's the base that's right outside of Sevilla. And people from our own were not permitted to have liberty in the town of Sevilla. The Americans put it off out of bounds for them. Until the situation was resolved. So, I didn't know what the situation was. But he said, I said, well, does that mean that we can't go? He said, certainly not. It's not out of bounds for us. And we haven't anything official on it. And this was on Friday. And he said, the demonstration supposedly happened on Thursday. He said, so there's no reason why you can't go ahead into Sevilla. But imagine being only 80 miles away and not knowing what happened, or having such a lack of communication as that you didn't know what was happening in that you didn't know what was happening in another community. I mean, it would be like something happening in Boston, and 2 days later you still didn't know it. Something that would be as important as an anti-American demonstration, for example. So on that, we decided we'd go anyway, and because the rumors here are so all the time, is the only thing to say. So Pauline and Dennis Davis and I left about 9:30, and we had a very pleasant drive up. You know, we've had, I hate to mention it, but we've had such a mild winter that I'm afraid that February and March will bring us torrents of rain. So we got up into Sevilla about 11:30, I guess, something like that. And parked the car and took a cab, and parked the car at the casino, which Alice knows, and took a cab into Galleria's. And I wanted to buy a watch band and for my Omega, and everyone else had other things they wanted to buy. So down from the gallery, this is a jewelry store that they speak English, and where I bought other things. So I went in, and I got a very nice watch band. It's a gold mesh bracelet, and it fits the Omega very nicely, I think. And I think I only paid $325 pesetas for it, which is about probably around $5.50. It's not, it's gold plate, you know, but it's pretty nice. And they put it on for me and everything, and I liked it very much. He gave me a discount. It was more than that. It was 50 pesetas more, which is almost a dollar more. And because he said I'd come there before, which is true, but I didn't know whether that's the line or whether they just automatically, well, maybe it wasn't. And also, I wanted to buy John Varnison medal. I don't know how old. I mean, he's 8. He'll be 8 in February. You know, he's my godchild. And I don't know when he's going to make his first communion. I know that Bruce has been teaching him his catechism, and I don't know if it'll be this year or not. But I thought maybe a combination, if it is this year and his birthday, I'd give him a medal for a Christmas present. So I wanted to get one there, and I got a scapular medal for me. Our Lady of Carmel on one side, and the Sacred Heart and the other. Well, anyhow, as I was saying, I just stopped the tape for a minute to tell Pauline if she needed any help out in the kitchen to let me know if she's getting supper. So So I got the medal and I got the watch band. And then I came back to the Galleria's, and as I said, there were more Americans there than you can shake a stick at. And as I said, the only kind of demonstration that they were having were the crowds of people, because it's their sale time. And right after Christmas and the Feast of the Three Kings, and everything was on sale. So Jack had asked me, before I came overseas, that if I ever saw a pair of gloves like the gloves that I'd gotten he and Dad in Germany, would I pick him up a pair, because he said they were so warm and off. And I couldn't remember whether we took a size 9 or a size 9.5, and I'm not too sure about the Spanish sizes anyway, but anyhow, I got him a pair. They're not nearly as nice, and I will mail them to him. They're lined, and the leather isn't as good as it was in Germany, but the Spanish just don't produce what the Germans produce. So I'll send them to them this week. I'll put them in one of those big folders and tell them what they are. I received a letter from him, too, by the way, and saying that he had written to Commander Davis, and he was awaiting a reply, and that he was happy that all was well and all was business. So I will, when I send him a note back, I'll send him the gloves and put a note back in with it. But they're very nice. You know, they're not, well, I shouldn't say they're very nice. They're not bad, and they should keep his hands warm. And if they're too big, well, I'm sure it's better having too big and too small. But I hope they just don't smell Spain too much. But anyhow, there were 199 pesetas on sale, and I walked up the street and saw them for 275 pesetas, so I felt pretty good about that. 199 is $3 and something, and 275 is, well, 450. So I really felt as though I did pretty well. And I hope he likes them all right. And then I came back into the Galleria's, and I had been wanting some dishes. I need these things back at home in the head. Like I say, when it comes time to come back to the States, I don't know where I'm going to put all this junk. But over here they have these little dishes for olives and pickles and things of that sort. Only they have pictures of garlic or fish or ham or lunch meat or whatever we would call it. I don't know what they call it in Spanish. And on the bottom of it, and they're kind of cute, and they're in little trays. But they're very expensive. So they were on sale, and I got a set of those, which I need. Like, as I say, what am I going to do with all this junk when I get home? And a couple of coffee cups. I had, instead of just a single coffee cup. So mugs, really. They're a little bit smaller than the coffee mugs that you buy at home for your coffee break, but they're all right. And I enjoy just walking around. And I did walk down to the Plaza of San Salvador. So you see, this tape really is about me and what I did. But I know you're usually interested. So I walked down to the Plaza of San Salvador and looked around there to see what they had for sale. First I went to Galleria's, and then I went down to the Plaza of San Salvador before I bought anything at Galleria's to compare the prices. And gee, you know, there's no rhyme or reason for their prices in over there. For example, in Forbes, it's unlikely that you'll find a great difference in price for the same article between Forbes and Steiger's. I mean, they're going to be pretty much the same. Prices are pretty stable. But it's not true over here. Like the matter of the gloves. I mean, here, 199 pesetas in one store, and a store a block away, 275. And of course, that's a big difference in price to Spanish. That is to us, too, let's face it. Well, it looks like it's almost this side of the tape is almost over, and I'm doing pretty well here, yakking away. I didn't know that I was going to have so much to say. But I still have the rest of the day to tell you about. But I'll just wait till I get this other side. As you said in the other tape, it looks like it's almost over with, and then suddenly you realize you have more tape, and then you keep on yakking, and then the tape is all finished completely. So,